You're listening to Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. For more information, visit rightdirection.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
Today's message is "The Double is in the Details" by Bishop Herbert Bailey.
In verse 12, first we're going to look at it from the King James and then the New Living Translation. Zechariah 9 and verse 12. Let's read together. "Turn you to the stronghold, ye prisoners of hope. Even today do I declare, I will render double unto thee." Amen. And so we can shout even before we get started. Look at the New Living Translation. Let's read the second sentence. Come on. "I promise this very day that I will repay two blessings for each of your troubles." Shout unto God. Hallelujah. High five your neighbor. Tell him we're going to get a twofer. We're going to get a twofer. Get a twofer. Have your seats. Twofer. Two for one. Two for every one of your troubles. Hallelujah. I think I said at the beginning of the year, we should sing a song, "Count Your Blessings, Name Them One by One. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what the Lord has done." But I'm telling you, count up your past troubles. Count them up. And then double it. God said, "I will give you two blessings." Hallelujah. For every one of your troubles. So we've been talking about double, but more specifically, we started last week from this subject. The double is in the details. The double is in the details. And we looked at as a foundation, a couple of foundation scriptures for that point, from Luke 15:8-9. That Jesus talks about the woman who, having 10 coins or 10 pieces of silver, if she loses one, she lights a candle, sweeps the house, and seeks diligently. In other words, she goes through the details to find that one coin. So she does what she has to do. She lights a candle, she sweeps, and she seeks. And then the word there is diligently. That means detailedly. And then she finds that one coin. And then we saw from John 6:12-13, after Jesus and the disciples had the miracles of feeding the 5,000. That's only counting the men, not counting the women and children. So there were more. Then he said, "Gather the fragments," in John 6:12, that remain, that nothing be lost. Look at the details. Gather the fragments, that nothing be lost. Glory to God. I told you I was missing a pen, but I found the pen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so if you look detailedly, you can find things. Sometimes things are the truth of the matter is, sometimes when you're looking at the closet and you can't find that one garment, you're looking in the in the cupboard and you can't find that one spice. Okay, you're looking in the refrigerator and can't find that one drink or that many times is there, but watch this. The truth of the matter, we're looking too broadly. We're looking at it generally and we're not looking specifically. We're looking generally and we're not looking detailedly. And so we're telling you that this year, God told me to tell you that in order for you to get the double's going to be in the details. The double's in the details. And so we start looking at that word details as an acronym, and we said D means that you need to dig deeper. Everybody say dig deeper. We saw from Deuteronomy 8:9 that God said the land that he brings us to, and that land represents the life of the believer for the New Testament Christian. Once we're born again, once we come to the kingdom of God, he said it's a land where you will have no scarcity, where you'll lack nothing. And then he also said, but it's also a land where the stones are iron and out of whose hills you can dig brass. You can dig brass. And so we said if you want more, you got to dig for more. Amen. If you want average, you can be average. But if you want to be above average, that's going to require some digging. But the word of the Lord came that God's going to get in your digging. Amen. God's going to get in your shoulders. God's going to get in your feet. God's going to get in your arms. As you go to dig, God's going to help you dig. And what's hard for other folks will be easy for you. Let me say that again. What's hard for other folks, it will be easy for you. Hallelujah. I woke up this morning and I was praying. I kept hearing the scripture that says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me. Say, everybody say, I'm anointed. I'm anointed. Come on, say, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me. I tell you that I read that scripture and heard that all my life, and then it wasn't, and it was many years ago. Pastor Marshall was preaching down on River Drive, and he was preaching on that scripture, and I always heard that scripture talking about Jesus. And she started preaching that scripture ain't just talking about Jesus. That scripture talking about us. And I said, oh, Jesus. You know, my religious mind kicked in. You can't say I'm anointed. That scripture about Jesus. He said, Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Well, come on. But we have this same anointing. Come on. As he is, so are we in this world. Amen. The greater one lives on the inside of us. I can do all things through Christ, which means the anointed one, and his anointing that strengthens me. Jude says we have an unction. We have an unction. That means an anointing from the Holy One. We have an anointing from Jesus himself. Everybody say, I'm anointed. Say, Spirit of the Lord is upon me. You got to know when God calls you to do something, when he tells you to do it, when he tells you to step out, when he tells you to do something you couldn't do, when it looks like it's too hard for you, you got to start confessing, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me. I can do what other folks can't do. What's hard for other folk gonna be easy for me, because the Spirit of the Lord is upon me and he has anointed me. Somebody shout, I'm anointed. And then you have to have confidence in that anointing. So as you go to dig, just know that you're anointed to dig. Amen. And that also requires, that means diligence and determination. Second, we said the E. E means you need to evaluate. You need to measure and consider. Time and chance is going to happen. But as opportunities come, evaluate these opportunities. Amen. And if God's opened up a door, don't be afraid to walk in it. Hallelujah. And we saw from Ecclesiastes 9:11, the New Living Translation, it says, I've observed something else under the sun, that the fastest runner doesn't always win the race, and the strongest warrior doesn't always win the battle. The wise sometimes go hungry, and the skillful are not necessarily wealthy. And those who are educated don't always lead successful lives. It is all decided by chance, by being in the right place at the right time. This is what the Lord said to me about that. It's all determined by the favor of God. Amen. Oh, come on now. Come on now. It's all determined by the favor. That's what time and chance is for the believer. It's the favor of God. God will arrange situations for you. God will set up people for you. God will make people like you, don't even know why they like you. God will make people do things for you who say, I ain't even supposed to do this, and I don't even know why I'm doing it. God will open up a door, put you in it, and then close it behind you. Oh, come on now. I've seen that thing happen. Every year I get this thing, this envelope from the South Carolina tuition prepayment program, telling me I still got $700 in there from Tyler's account. Okay? And I've been getting it every time I call him about this. They say, has he graduated from college? They said, well, it's over. You can't get them. Well, why do you keep sending me this thing every year, telling me I still got this $700 in there? But anyway, there is no more tuition prepayment plan. Okay? In South Carolina. They got a 529 plan where you can save, but they used to have this plan, and I had one for all of my children. But she called the church one day and said, Pastor, you heard about this tuition prepayment plan? And I had never heard about it. I looked it up. I said, this thing can't be true. And that is then that you could put money in it and save, and then your child could go to any college in South Carolina, and tuition was already paid, okay? And so, for example, I remember I put $20,000 in Tyler's, and I got out I ended up getting about $40,000 out of it. Come on, you can't beat that. You understand? But watch this here. And then right after my kids graduated, the plan shut down. You can't tell me that wasn't the favor of God from that. Right place, right time. Come on. God's going to arrange right opportunities for you. You're going to hear about the thing you need to hear at the right time. You're going to be in a particular place at the right time. You're going to meet the right people, the right time, the right place, and you'll have the right opportunity. Everybody say, I walk in favor. Hallelujah. And then we said T, which refers to, which is for time. Take time. Don't rush into things. Proverbs 28 and 20 says, a faithful man shall abound in blessing. Just keep being faithful. Everything may not happen overnight, but just keep being faithful. Because the faithful man will abound in blessings. Said, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. Y'all need to understand. Yes, there's a favor of God, but there's no get rich quick schemes in the family of God. Everywhere we see in the scripture, God honors work, God honors diligence, and God honors faith. We don't see any place in the word that God arranges get rich quick schemes. Amen. I'm just telling y'all, because I know some of y'all, you're still looking for them. Okay? I remember back in the day, everybody said a long time ago. Okay, before I knew things, I woke up in the middle of the night one time, couldn't sleep, turned the television on, and they said, would you like to be a millionaire this year? Would you like to invest in real estate? Send for my plan. Got all these books and all these papers. Didn't understand nothing I was reading. Okay? It was talking about using your credit cards to finance properties. It was only one problem. I didn't have no credit cards. It wouldn't nobody give me one. That wasn't going to work for me. Are y'all hearing me? And so stop looking for the get-rich-quick scheme and just be faithful in doing what God tells you to do. So we say essence requires time and attention. Time, take time to talk, take time to think, take time to do it right, and take time to operate in God's timing based upon Ecclesiastes 3 and 1 that says to everything, there's a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. And then A of details. Ask questions. If you don't know what we're supposed to do, ask. Can I tell you, pride will keep you from asking. When we were having a challenge, one time we were having a challenge, Pastor Marcus sought God for strategy, and God gave a strategy. One of those strategies was to ask for help. Amen? To ask for assistance. With the fact that we can pray and believe God and get strategy, God said, God gave us specific instructions, ask for assistance. And the scripture says, you have not because you ask not. And so we have to sometimes swallow our pride and ask. I'm not just talking about, because if some kind of way you're here and just ask for money, then you're missing this, okay? Sometimes you need to ask the right questions, asking for help, asking how you do this, asking for a referral, okay? God knows who to set up when and where. You need to ask for help, ask you shall receive, and then he says you have not because you ask not. Let's move on. I, investigate. The doubles in the details. Investigate. Investigate history. Investigate alternatives. Look at options. Everybody say investigate. Something that I discovered in having bought multiple properties, both personally as well as for the ministry, there's all kinds of ways for deals to be done. All kinds of ways. When I was a claims adjuster, and I was, you know, they trained us as a claims adjuster to how to negotiate, okay? Negotiate with attorneys, negotiate with our claimants, and one of the first rules of negotiation is you got to find out what the other person wants, okay? I said the first rule of negotiation is what? Find out what. Now see, the first thing we think, you forget what they want, is what I want. You have to find out what the other person wants. So the art of negotiation is being able to meet a need. Find out what the other person wants. Investigate. Look at Proverbs 25 and verse 2. There's so much in this scripture. It said, it is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to search out a matter. I want to let you know you're a king. You're a queen. You are royalty. You are a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation. You are a peculiar people. One of the titles that we give to Jesus is King of what? King of what? King of kings. Who's the rest of the kings? You and I. He's the King of kings. It is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to search out a matter. Sometimes we give up too quick. I found learned out something, again, regarding getting properties and walking by faith. It's never a matter of do I have enough money. It's a matter of God said it's mine. Now, I had to learn that. Because I would say, as a matter of fact, one of the properties I bought one time, I bought it because the person challenged me. They didn't know they was challenging me. And I went to go look at, I inquired about this house. And so she said, oh, I'm sorry, that house has been sold. She said, but actually it's a replica of a much larger house around the corner. She said, but if you're looking at that house, I'm pretty sure you can't afford that one. What did you say? How you gonna count my money over the phone? Tell me. I said, well, if that's a replica, that I said, I want to see that house. And we went in and walked that house. And as soon as we walked in, you got to act like you've been somewhere before. You can't go, oh, ah, wow. Walked in like, you can, by the way, in jewelry stores, you can always tell them, they can always tell the folks who won't buy because they got their hands behind them. Got their hands behind the back. In other words, like they're scared they're going to break something. So they just walk around and just. I mean, I ain't trying to touch nothing up in here. Okay? And we walked into the house. And actually, the house cost almost $300,000 more than what we were originally looking for. Are y'all hearing me? See, some of us, we wouldn't even have gone to even consider it. It was $300,000 more than the price range we were looking at. But when we walked in the house, something leaked on the inside of us. And we started seeing ourselves here. Oh, come on now. So I said, yeah, let me see, we could put our couch there and then, no, we got to buy a new couch and put it there. sometimes you got to get a bigger business and what I got ain't going to work up in here. And I just might as well leave that right there. I told y'all when Pastor Marsh and I got married, Mother Betty gave us a kitchen set. And we took that kitchen set from New Jersey to Maine. And then we took that kitchen set from Maine to South Carolina. From Maine to South Carolina. Maine to Oklahoma. Yeah, I knew something missing there. Maine to Oklahoma. Okay. When we got to Oklahoma and we got ready to move here, second, Marcus, now we ain't taking that now. Now we got to sell that, just leave it here. I'm believing God for another kitchen set. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, you got to know when time's up. Time's up. Some stuff just run its course. Come on, it's just run its course. You at another level now. Let it go. Why you still got McDonald's cup in your house? Let it go. Let it go. Hamburglar cups and. Why? Why are you still saving pie pans? A whole stack of aluminum pie pans. Why? Look at your name and say, let it go, let it go. See, some of y'all, you just got an image. See, you can elevate. Come, listen to me, y'all. You can elevate. You can be at another level, but your mind didn't catch up yet. That's why you still got to leave, and you still got Riddler cups and Hamburglar and cups and all that. Let it go. Just let it go. It's the glory of God to conceal it, but the honor of kings to search it out. So when we went in that house, something leaped on the inside of us. And then Pastor Moss said, and then I didn't say nothing because I wasn't sure I wanted to use my faith for that. And so I didn't say nothing. A couple of days later, she said, I want to go back and see the house. I said, oh, Lord Jesus. She said, I want to go back and see that house. And we went back to see that house. Now I started praying, God, is this house ours? Doesn't matter about the money. If God says it's yours, money got to show up. Come on now. You put your faith before your money. You don't put your money before your faith. 90 days later, we closed, glory to God. and lived in that house for 5-7 years, whatever, until we in the house that we're now on the lake. But I didn't see how that was going to happen. But if God says it's yours, glory to God, then everything else starts moving. When God speaks, stuff starts happening. When God says, that's yours, give it to them. The angels go into operation. Glory to God. People start moving. Stuff is happening all behind the scene that we don't know anything about to bring us what God said is ours. Somebody say it's mine. So don't be afraid to search things out that may look too big, that may look like it's beyond you. Search it out. Just go check it out. Now, I have learned that you can be real spiritual. I mean, I really didn't mean to say it like that in a condescending way. I meant to say it like this way. You may be more spiritual than me. Perhaps you can just ask God without ever looking at it and seeing it, whether it's yours. But I know how God deals with me. I know it's mine when I go see it. I know whether or not it's mine when I go see it. As I'm walking in it, when I'm walking through it, glory to God. The elder sister Perry can tell you, and our original board, when we came and saw this land, the first thing we did, when before this was here, any of these buildings was here, nothing there but with our little arrows building now, which was then a video poker place. And the first thing we did, we just walked the land. We just walked the land. And while we're walking, we're praying. Glory to God. And so you got to go search it out. Look, somebody say, search it out. Now, investigating is to get vision and strategy, not to get fearful. Let me say it again. Investigating is for the purpose of getting vision and strategy, not to get fearful. So let's talk about that, investigating for vision. Look at Genesis 13. God speaks to Abraham, tells him how he's going to bless him, tell him how he's going to bless his seed and his descendants as the stars of the sky and as the sands of the seashore. And then he says in Genesis 13 and verse 15, for all the land which thou seest, to thee I will give it, and to thy seed forever. Now God first spoke it. All that you see is what I'm going to give you. Will give it to you and to your seed or your descendants forever. Verse 16, and I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Then he says something else in verse 7. He said, now I said it's yours. Arise, walk through the land. Glory to God. Walk through the land in the length of it, in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. So God says, I said it's yours. Now just go. Now start walking through this land like it's yours. I know you don't have any children right now, but I want you to see a whole bunch of children and descendants and settlements on this land. All your people going to be. I know it's just you and Sarah right now, but as you're walking, get a vision. 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 Don't get scared. Get a vision. Glory to God. My grandchildren said to me, said they were talking of they at the house, and they said, Nana, Papa, your next house, get a real mansion. They said, get a mansion with a butler.
As we expect double in 2019, there are some practical things that you have to do. Bishop Herbert Bailey encourages you to expect everything that God has for you this year. Order this timely three-part series today and get the bonus message from Dr. Marcia Bailey, Receiving the Double. You can also get the MP3 download. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rdci.info. For immediate access, subscribe to rightdirection.tv. Ask for Double for Your Trouble and get the bonus message, Receiving the Double. If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations. In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m.
Friday, Women's Bible Study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereports@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.